20 degrees. My phone says it's 7, but the thermometer behind the house says like 20. It's cold, there's no question about it. I got on my fleece today. I'm wearing everything I could think of. No, not really, it's not that bad, but it's cold. So there'll be a lot of sniffing. Yesterday was just a mess. That was the problem. It was just a mess. I got up in the morning and I had to take the spousal unit to her dental appointment. And then by the time we got back from that and got settled, it was time for me to go to my therapy and then to the grocery store and then time to get kids. It was a mess. And it was snow. They snowed overnight. It was just enough snow to make it slick. Not enough to actually give me some traction in the snow. Just enough to slick down the sidewalks. It was really quite aggravating. Because it was an hour when I could have gone. But I really didn't dare. I hate to admit it. I hate to say that. I didn't dare. $17.34. Not bad. First mile, $17.34. Okay. So I didn't dare go out because I was afraid I might slip or lose my balance in the snow and fall, break a hip. Which is a little old man thing to worry about, but that's what I was worried about. Which seems kind of unfortunate, but that's how it went. So no file yesterday, file today. New day, new week. I know it's Tuesday, but yesterday was a write-off because of family interference. New day, new week. I've got full share open in the word processor at home in the Bluefish and the Sigil. I'm ready. I'm going to pull the plug on, or plug in, or pull the lever, or push the button, or whatever, on full share today, I hope. And then I'm going to read a story for one of the Starship, one of the, what are they? Something of Wonders. Starship Sofa. Starts with a D. I can hear it. Not quite hear it in my head. Anyway. Everybody has a story at the... it's not the Division of Wonders. What the hell is that? It's going to drive me crazy now. District of Wonders? Come and find yours district, maybe. Anyway. Yeah. So this morning I'm thinking about what I need to do in order to get full share up and running. And what I'm down to is formatting the page headings and then doing the EPUB check on it and then doing a Kindle gen and checking the Kindle generation on it. And an upload. So, with the new tools, there's a good possibility that I could get that done before I have to go pick up kids at 2:30. And my goal is to do that, is to get that book out today. And then I've got three stories for the various Tony C. Smith projects. That is one for the Division of Wonders. One for Crime City Central for Cher Eves. There's one for Protecting Project Pulp. There's a Tarzan story for Protecting Project Pulp. And then there's an Alan Steele story for Starship Sofa. And I wanted all of those by the end of the year and didn't do it. But I'm going to chip away at those. because those are basically one-a-day things. Try to record a little bit, edit a little bit every day. Try to write a little bit, produce a little bit. I've got to get this production done, because that's a key element. I've got to get the production done. And it really does feel like I can do it again. And for the longest time, the biggest problem was that I was always looking at mortality. Not mine, but my sister's. And the fact that what was I doing? She was getting sick and dying. What was I doing? The answer is I wasn't doing anything, which is probably even worse. Fiddling about here and there, touching this, touching that, but not really getting anything accomplished, anything meaningful. But she's gone now, and they've had the service. I'll go out in the spring, and we'll find her a nice plot. I'm sure she has one all picked out. And we'll go out there and do that family thing then. But in the meantime, I've got books that have to get out. I've got sunk costs that need to be used. I've got cover art that needs to be put together and got out. I've got to find that paper for Sky and Telescope. Send them a check for $150 so I can use the pictures on the paperbacks. But the ebook covers are all done. Heck, I can use the ebook covers as they sit if I need to, but I really like to use the other ones. But I gotta get these ebooks out, then I can work on the paperbacks. Once I get one paperback, the rest should fall. Like every few days, there should be another one. So that's cool. I still have the Sigler story. I've got it right by the end of the month, but that's also cool. Having a deadline like that is going to make me focus, I think. I also need to do a little bit of house cleaning, housekeeping in my house physically. My workspace is a shambles and it represents my mind, I'm afraid. So I think I need to spend some time on that. I have my calendars up and there's nothing on them. That's really ridiculous. I have July from last year still hanging up on the bookshelf. It was the background. And when I took the calendar down to change the year, I never put the new calendar up. And so the old background is still hanging there. Hiking along. I'm trying to get back by 9 o'clock, so I'll have 9 to noon to work on full share. And whenever I get back is when I'll start, so it doesn't really matter. It's just I'm trying to get a schedule. I am a binge writer, it's true, but I also had a schedule. I also had time periods where I had set aside time to do stuff. Because I worked a day job, I had to set aside time to do stuff. And so I had to work it in between all of the stuff that I could schedule. And by scheduling things, I could have blocks of time in which I could do different things. Sometimes I would write, sometimes I would think, and sometimes I'd just goof off. But I had a time block set aside for everything. That schedule's gone to hell. I sometimes find myself wearing the same pair of jeans for way too long. Not having to get up and shave and shower, monk pole, every morning to go to the office means I don't get up and shave and shower every morning. And actually, I think my skin likes it better. But I can get a little whiffy because I don't do anything with anybody. I don't socialize. So Yeah, I need to get a schedule. I need to work on building my schedule up. I need to have a schedule that works for me. I've got some natural breakpoints in the day. I've got the 9 o'clock breakpoint, which is when, in theory, 5 days a week, the house should be mine, starting at 9 o'clock. And then the 2:45 breakpoint, which is when I absolutely need to leave the house in order to pick up kids from school. And then after 2:45, the day gets ragged because there's meals to fix, there's chores to do, there's kids to run here and there. After dinner, probably tonight, there will be rehearsals for the play. So I'll have to do some running around this evening. But if I just dedicate that middle portion of the day, even just 3 hours, 9 to noon, to getting work done, I got an awful lot of work done when I was doing that to finish off Zyferia's call. I got an awful lot of work done when I was working at the workshop, at Dean Smith's workshop last March, because I only had those periods that I could work. I had to work during those periods, so I worked during those periods. And I got an awful lot of work done. So while I am a binge writer, I also a binge producer, but I gotta have some time in which I can binge, in which I can say, okay, I'm gonna do it now. And I always had that, but never really thought too much about it. So I've gotta get some stuff done, and the only way I'm going to get it done is if I put my butt in the chair and make it happen. And I have to say, I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to beginning to make stuff happen again after what feels like way too long with too many excuses and too many scapegoats and too much going on around me that I really couldn't do much about. That it was really tying me up inside, which sort of prevented my doing anything outside. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about today. Psyching myself up to go in, get a cup of coffee. I already had breakfast. I don't have any chores I need to do today. Kids didn't bring their laundry down, so there's no laundry to do. There is laundry to do, but I'm damned if I'm going to collect it out of their room. There's cans to stomp, there's little details that I could do that would get in the way of work, but none of them needs to be done until I get this book out. And so, I gotta get a cup of coffee and go in and post this. And get FullShare out off my desk. A Valentine's present, the first 3 share books re-released. Way too long, but you know what? They'll be in print and available a whole lot longer than they were getting in there to begin with. So, yeah, so it goes. Do have to do double share next, and then I gotta get Captain Share out. I really need to get Captain Share out so I can get double share going, owner share going. I think I have an editor. I had a couple of people volunteer for editing duty. So, they asked if they could edit existing books, and I really need to have them edit Captain Share. Yes, there are typos. Yes, there are mismatched names. Yes, there are continuity errors. Write to me, tell me what they are, and I'll get them loaded up. But the new books, the new releases, for all that they still have typos in them, are considerably better than the old ones were in that regard. So I'm taking some solace in that. There will always be typos. And we'll never have a book that does not have typos. I don't care if you're McGraw-Hill or Macmillan or Random House or Orbit or Nathan Lowell. You will never have books that do not have typos. So, Yeah, I'm not looking for a zero error rate. I'm looking for a book I can produce. Turn north. Got my shadow in front of me. Sort of. It's off at like 10 o'clock. It's a beautiful morning, gosh. Sky's got that high country deep blue. Actually, low country deep blue. It's a winter blue is what it is. It's a deep royal blue. It's not navy. It's a brighter blue than that. Even right overhead where it's darkest and richest, it's still a blue, a royal blue. Somebody's coming. Neighbor on a scooter. This guy and his wife go out on their scooters every day. It's sort of like a skateboard with a handle. I'm not quite sure what the actual exercise value of it is, but I'm sure it's more than just sitting around, that's certain. I have to update my podcast. I have to go see if I can find some. I saw John Taylor Williams and Thomas Gideon have changed their podcast to be The Libation Liberation Front or something. I'm going to have to download that one. Listen to that in the morning. I need some more ideas. I need more stimulation than I'm getting from Shakira and Lady Gaga. Calabria 2007. And here I am. Back at the back gate, most walking up at the point where I say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.